Karen Strad is from Saint-Rémy in Provence, and she's a friend of Tonya Jennings, our IFTWA member and
member.
Chef. And we talked to another of Tonya's friends last week, Edwina. But this lady, Karen Strad, she upped and left Australia and went off, not sure what she was going to do. But she talks about how she's actually made a terrific business with gourmet escapes from her home in Provence, and how people from Australia, many of them, and from other countries, go over there and she takes them around. Well, welcome to the Travel Writers Show, Karen Strad. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
That's
Graham.
Great. That's great. Now, you're... is it right to call you a chef?
No. I'm not a chef, but I do know a lot about French cuisine, about gourmet tours and interests, food and wine in Provence.
Right. So you were an interior designer, so you know how things look good on a plate, obviously.
I do. I certainly do.
And that's an Aussie accent. You're from Sydney originally.
That's correct, yes.
And you've been living in over in Provence for a couple of years now.
Yes, 2.5 years. I travelled a bit around France, but found my home in Provence.
So
I've been there before. But.
Now, you don't sound old enough to have had a midlife crisis, but you obviously left interior design and you went over to Provence to see what would eventuate. And obviously great things have happened for you.
That's right. I thank you for your compliment, but yes, no, I'm not telling you my age, but yes. Now after some things happened in my life, I decided to have a gap year in France and see what happened. I didn't know what might eventuate, and I found a place in Provence that I fell in love with, and I bought it, and I've renovated it, and
right.
I want to. Want to stay there and make my life there.
That's fantastic. So is it easy to do that, to just uproots and settle in France? Are they happy to have you?
In France?
Yeah.
Yes. It's been lovely. I've met beautiful, wonderful people over there. They've been very welcoming for me.
Yes.
And I'm making wonderful connections there, especially in food and wine, the food and wine area.
Yeah.
And I have lovely friends there, so I feel very privileged.
And then Tonya brings a bunch of Aussies over just to make you homesick.
It's wonderful. I feel like I can show them the areas off the tourist trail and just share the passion I have for Provence. So.
Now, your business is called Provoco, which is a combination, obviously, of Provence and Morocco. Is that right?
Well, the business is called Gourmet Escapades.
Right.
But what we have is a product called Provoco.
Okay. How does that work?
That's a combination of a tour that you can do in Provence and Morocco. So combined with a friend of mine who has her Riyadh in Morocco, and she, Edwina.
Oh, we spoke to Edwina. Yeah.
Yes, you have. Yes. So she's already been doing wonderful things in Marrakesh and in the desert and doing wonderful tours in Morocco. And so I met her when I went there for a cooking day with my daughter in 2012, and we've become great friends. We have a similar path, it seems. When we left Australia, we've reinvented ourselves, and so it's a great, it really works, a combination between Provence and Morocco. There's the food connection, the wine, and also there's a bit of a French connection there as well.
Mm. Now, you've got a five-night itinerary, which sounds great. You have to get on a plane, and then you get on the TGV down to the south of France, and you get picked up, and you have supper, and then you're having breakfasts, you're having lunch, you're having dinner. It just sounds absolutely sensational. And visiting places like Châteauneuf-du-Pape and for cooking classes. So you actually tour the guests around to places you know in the area.
Exactly. I'm their guide. They get taken around to places off the tourist trail as well. We meet with Guy, Master Sommelier, in Châteauneuf-du-Pape. And we go down to Helena's, who has her own private home in south of where I am, in Saint-Rémy-de-Provence. And we have lunch with her. They have their own vineyard. They grow their own rice. Helena cooks us a wonderful lunch from the seasonal produce that she's got from her garden and also the market that day. So it's very private, it's very very special.
So it sounds like the experience that you had to seek out for yourself over a couple of years, you've packaged up to make it easy for people who are foodies. There's a lot of Aussies who watch Rick Stein and think, oh, look at him barging down that canal. I'd love to jump off there and grab one of those pork sandwiches that he's having or whatever it is. So you've sort of put all that experience together and offer it to people as a package they don't even have to think about.
That's correct, yes.
Absolutely sounds fantastic. When did this idea come to you that you could do that, that you could drag your experiences into a little package like this?
Okay, it came about with Edwina coming over and visiting me in Provence from Marrakesh at the end of 2013. She came over and I was showing her around the lovely local villages, introducing to the people I know there, and she's saying, this is fantastic, because Edwina's got so much experience in that area. And she was saying, this is fantastic, you can do this, it's worthwhile, and people would be really, really interested in that.
Yeah. And I think that's true. You've obviously, you're going well with your program, and now you have these Provoco escapades, I gather, available in April, May, June, September and October. Is that just the weather that's good? Or
yes, what we're avoiding is July and August because it's too busy and too hot in the market, so we're offering the best time of the year for clients, for people.
It does sound fantastic. Do you think you will stay in the Provence area, or might you do some things in other parts of France?
I will personally stay in the Provence area, but with the Gourmet Escapades, I have connections in Paris. We can expand to other areas when we meet people in. I've also got some connections in Turkey. It can grow from there.
And Karen, what sorts of people come across from Australia to visit you? What do they typically do? They're not eating and drinking, I mean.
That's a prerequisite. You have to like eating and drinking.
Right.
They come from a variety of walks of life, but it's not only Australia. It's anyone who's English speaking. So we're looking at other countries as well. But it's people who have a passion for food and wine will love it.
It does sound great. And I congratulate you on pulling, your thoughts together. Even I know you had Edwina as a mentor in a sense, but you've got to be confident enough to do this, especially when you've gone away to make it, to new stuff, reinvent yourself, as you said. I think you have.
Yes, it all feels right, Graham. It's everything's sort of flowing well, I think it's meant to be.
Well, Karen, I wish you well with that, and I know Tonya's going to take some Aussies over there, so we'll put some contact details up as this goes to air, and again, good luck with it.
Thank you so much, Graham. Lovely to speak with you.
And you. Bye-bye.